For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Expanding the child tax credit could lift as many as 46,000 kids out of poverty in Montana, a quarter of them under the age of six. From the Big Sky Connection, the measure passed the U.S. House and awaits action in the Senate. Advocates are calling on Washington lawmakers to pass it as they return to the Capitol this week. This evening at 6:30 in the Billings Public Library, KTVQ and Northern News Network's weatherman Ed McIntosh will hold an annual weather spotter seminar to help the public learn a little about severe weather.
National Weather Service puts on storm spotter classes all over the country, so we team up with them and put together a presentation. We get a lot of folks there that are hardcore storm spotters who love to go out and follow storms, others that would rather just duck into their basement when they see a dark sky. So we try and make it something for everybody so that they can have the opportunity to know what to look for, how to stay safe, do what's best.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at Beef. It's whatsfordinner.com.
Brought to you by the Montana Beef Council with consented beef checkoff dollars.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.